Such a great intro.
Very good. This portion of the junk's brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, which are going to come in handy this time of year, pool tables, and outdoor furniture, too.
You know how I say 85% of the world is stupid?
Yes, I mean, correct.
It might be higher.
Right.
I don't know if you saw the footage of this, but and this has happened all over the country and happens all the time, but the dum-dums who drove the pickup truck into the Giant Foods in Germantown last night, it might have been two nights ago.
Okay.
4 a.m.
Right.
Drove it into, you know, basically right where the cash registers are because they were trying to steal the ATM machine.
Right. I mean, that is a ballsy move.
I say try.
Yeah.
They couldn't lift the ATM machine to put it in the back of the pickup truck.
You should have had Valdez. Would have helped them hoist that thing up into the bed.
Bolted down?
No, it wasn't bolted down. It's just too heavy, I guess, for them.
Those blickies are heavy.
Bunch of wimpy.
So, and there was three guys, and they couldn't get it in.
Yeah.
Did they have masks?
Of course they had masks, these dum-dums, these idiots. So then they just drove out of the Giant, ditched the pickup truck in the parking lot, and ran away.
Moron! Loser!
You are super felted and desperate if you're going to crash your Ford F-150 through the front of a grocery store in the hopes of stealing the ATM machine.
Well, it had to have been a stolen
of course it was.
Pickup truck.
There's no way they're just going to ditch it.
Even then, it's just an act of desperation.
Yeah, but they're stupid people.
I mean, they're stupid, but I mean, how much cash is in a standard ATM machine?
Thousands.
How big of a take is that?
Probably thousands. I don't know. Thousands.
Five or ten grand.
Probably.
I'd say more than that.
That's a great question. Think so.
If you have an ATM in a grocery store, if I go to an ATM, I'm never taking less than $100.
Yeah.
So think of how many times people are going there for $100.
I'm going to guess they replenish it on the daily because they don't want jerks smashing it and grabbing it.
I'm going to guess at least 10,000.
This is just from Bob Goo.
Okay. I'd say 10K to 15K is probably the range.
Okay. What does it say?
I can't see that, actually.
Yeah, what does it say?
Now, Bob Goo, also known as Google,
says
ATMs typically hold between 20 and 50,000.
Wow. There you go. Okay, so that
Think about it,
Cakes. It's a big score.
If I go there and I'm getting $200, an average transaction at 8 a.m. at a grocery store, if you only had your 5,000 paltry dollars you would have put in, you're running out of that and, you know,
$5,000,
20 to 25 transactions.
Well, I don't want my money stolen, so I'm going to have it replenished maybe twice a day. I'm going to have the guys in the Brinks truck or whatever pull up and replenish it, and I'm not going to have 50K in there to get stolen.
Well, Brinks isn't going to be sized by you, the store manager, who want them coming back and forth, back and forth.
Probably not. You have to pay extra for that.
Well, whatever. They didn't get away with 20 to 50,000 because those dum-dums couldn't lift it.
Mm.
But, man, how stupid are you?
That is a crazy story.
You're just driving into this Giant, and you're not going to get the... What percentage of people actually succeed and get the ATM machine open and get the money out?
I'm guessing they haven't done their research as to see how many people are successful doing that, but they think they can be successful.
They think they can pull it off.
I mean, you got to just Google it. It's just unbelievable, this video.
Dumb criminals.
Yep. They are dumb criminals.
All right, Drabby wanted to give us a story coming out of the Oklahoma State Fair, I believe. I love fairs. I'm white trash from PG County. Love going to the fair. Love all the bad food.
Really?
I like going to see the animals. Kind of cool. I don't like the rides. The rides, I'll never get on the rides ever again.
I don't mind the rides.
Yeah.
I go to the Montgomery County State Fair.
Sure.
I've been probably...
It's the Montgomery County Fair. It's not the State Fair.
Okay, Montgomery County Fair.
Yeah, the State Fair, I believe, is in Timonium.
All right, I've only been to the Montgomery County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because it's always in August. It's always so hot.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's
and
hot.
And it's super crowded.
Yeah.
The rides are fun when you go on them, but you have to get stupid tickets. No, I know they've changed it now.
The rides are no longer fun. I had an epiphany when I was on the swing there about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I said, this thing's so rickety. Nobody's inspected this. This ride was in... probably Topeka, Kansas last week. And now it's all of a sudden in Montgomery County and I'm sitting in it. No, thank you. I'm just not doing it anymore. I'll watch other people go on the rides. Won't go on them. Can't do it.
All right. So what's going on with the Oklahoma State Fair?
The Oklahoma State Fair. Maybe we'll just call this big deal, little deal, Cakes.
Okay.
You guys let us know if this is a problem.
All right.
All right. So there is a contest that I believe just finished at the Oklahoma State Fair that was popular in the 90s, and they brought it back that apparently everybody was really excited about.
Okay.
It's called the Stinkin' Sentra Contest. This is just a classic radio bit.
It is, okay? Yes.
But apparently the fairs are doing it too.
Okay.
They are giving away a 2024 brand new Nissan Sentra to four strangers, and they are participating in a contest that started last week. Who can last the longest in the car?
Okay.
So picture this. You have your tiny Sentra.
Yeah.
You have four strangers sitting in the driver's seat, passenger seat, and two in the back.
Okay.
Whoever stays in there the longest takes home the brand new car at the end of 10 days. Or whoever lasts the longest. The contest lasts 10 days. If there's multiple people, they have some, I don't know, sudden death thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Apparently, Drab said they have like a 15-minute break, bathroom break or whatever.
Every three hours.
Cakes and I have witnessed this because we used to go to the DC car show.
Yeah.
And it was the bit where you had to have your hands on the car.
Right. They weren't in the car. They were just, they had to have part of their body touching the car on the outside. Now, being on the inside of the car is a different animal because it's called
the Stinkin' Sentra Contest because they bring you food, three meals a day.
Right.
You have to leave all the trash from the food you eat in the car.
Oh,
the trash is piling up from four strangers in the car.
Now that's a good thing.
It says right there, if you eat half a corn dog, you just throw the corn dog on the ground and
you know, like,
and you're not showering or anything.
If you have leftover food, that's gonna draw. You're gonna have your windows down. That's gonna draw flies and insects and skeeters. Oh, it's gonna be gross.
All right, they had a winner, but we got some audio. There's massive controversy in this contest, and you guys let us know. Big deal, little deal.
Okay.
Here's Chris. I believe.
For y'all that don't know what happened, so yesterday during our break, I think it was at the 5 o'clock break, literal piece of competitor went out to the porta potty, scooped a cup of out of the porta potty, and then brought it back into the car. I got in the car. I could immediately smell it. I knew exactly what it was. My wife was watching on the live stream. I told her, "Hey, it smells like porta potty in here." She said, "Yeah, I saw him shove something up in that back windowsill." So I text the vent source people that are in charge of this competition, mind you. Told them what was going on. They asked the dude if he brought it in. He tried to deny it. Eventually, they made us get out of the car. They found it. They made some calls. I don't know who they were calling, you know, McDonald's or something. Obviously, nobody with any intelligence. They decided that, yes, that was against the rules, but it's not a disqualifier. They're just going to remove the human feces that he scooped out, and the competition would continue. I said I have more self-respect for myself. And no, I'm not going to continue. That is against the rules. You're not allowed to yourself in the car. What's the difference of scooping it out of the porta potty? And you're also not allowed to bring anything in or out of the car. Well, if you go into the porta potty and you scoop and you bring it in, you just broke the rules. Not only by bringing something into the car, but dude, you brought human in the car. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Huge deal. Massive deal. Yeah. Like, the guy should have immediately been DQ'd
I can't believe he wasn't DQ'd.
It had to have been. If the rule is you can't bring anything into the car,
right,
and he brings a red Solo cup filled with duty from the porta potty, I'm sorry, you're Dan Quinn. You're DQ'd.
And who else?
Bye. You're out of the contest.
That was the guy who ended up winning?
That's the guy who quit.
The guy who brought the feces in the car. Did he win?
It says Brian Richmond of Checkatah, Oklahoma. Maybe it's Arkansas. Won the contest. I'm pretty sure that's the guy who brought it in.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. He should have been eliminated instantly.
Should have been shown the door.
And the second place guy, this guy, should have won.
He should have been shown.
How gross it is to actually, even if he put in a cup and didn't put his hand in, to put your arm down a porta potty.
It's just
to
hideous.
Scoop up something.
How desperate they are!
Well, it may have been his own. Yeah, he may have.
It could have been. But like even walking,
that's still gross.
Even walking, like I took a walk in a local park yesterday or the night before, and my wife and I walked within 15 or 20 feet of the porta potty, and you could smell it from there. Let alone like going into it. Scooping out some of the material and bringing it back into an enclosed vehicle.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
Hey, wow, this is dastardly.
Hey, if this is if the powers at B deemed him eligible, then he should be able to win, right? This is a problem with the powers at B, not the guy that did it.
That's correct.
Well, it's also it just shows that the decay of our society that the people are going to go to those. Lengths to win a stupid Nissan Sentra at the state fair. Like, what are we doing?
I have some pungent farts sometimes. I would use that to my advantage.
Not that's within the rules, but it sounds like what he did was clearly outside of the rules, and nobody had enough spine to eliminate the guy.
First off,
what do they care? Just get him out of the contest.
How down bad you got to be to sit in a car for 10
yeah,
days?
Yeah, you got to be
for a nubs.
A massive Sentra. Loser.
I mean, how much is that car worth? Like 20? I mean, 20 grand.
20K. Good yeah, question. Maybe. I don't
Hicks
know.
And I watch these people year after year at the car show with their hands on the vehicle, and I can't remember what cars they were. They weren't necessarily some
that's
sort of luxury
car. Probably a $25,000 car, $30,000 car, something like that.
I mean, they
range.
Would fall asleep.
Yeah.
With their head on the freaking door.
And the worst part is...
And their hands.
They would make it all the way to the end, and then they're just pulling names out of a hat.
Yeah, because every time, every year, there were probably 7 people who were still there at the end.
Here's the other thing. Yesterday, my buddy lives in Oklahoma. He sent me a picture of his temperature in his car.
Okay.
It was 100 degrees yesterday at 525. And these donkeys are sitting in the car for how many days?
What is your buddy doing living in Oklahoma?
He's from Oklahoma.
Okay. He can't. He knows he can leave, right?
Well, he lived in Virginia, moved to Oklahoma because his parents weren't doing well.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
But it's been hot as balls out there.
Could you imagine? Just like you order like a slice of pizza and you don't finish it. And right. you have to toss it
in the backseat.
Throw it on the floorboard and the smell. And the guy brings a Red Solo cup of duty, sticks it on the windowsill.
It's not like they were eating well in that car either. They were bringing them fair food.
Yeah, like fried Oreos.
Yeah. I mean, it said turkey legs, corn dogs, fried Oreos. Just garbage.
That just sounds like hell.
Just a bunch of wrappers piling up.
Yeah.
Looks like AWOD's car.
Yeah. Just so bad.
I was in his car one time. And you couldn't see the floor. Just stuff all over the passenger seat.
That dude should be banned from the Oklahoma Fair for the rest of his life. Shouldn't be allowed back in. He's a menace to society, that guy.
But turns out he's a winner.
I mean,
he's got a new car.
I mean, the bar for winners has been set very low.
How much would it take you to put your arm in a porta potty? Okay. No gloves.
Okay.
And you just got to scoop something out with your hands.
Oh, with my hands? I can't do it with the cups?
Hey, no, here. What if you dropped your phone in the porta potty? Now it's sitting on top.
Well, I mean.
You can see it.
I mean, I definitely reach down in there for it.
I probably would.
And then I just
that's how desperate you are.
I take a loss on
I just
the
phone. Wash my hands vigorously.
My daughter's friend did that. She goes to JMU. She had
so
to.
Gross.
She dropped it in there, and she said, "My phone's more important.
Yeah, I need TikTok.
I need TikTok.
Yeah,
I need IG." She put her hand in the porta potty, grabbed it out. Gross.
To me, that's like ripping cotton balls. To you, that was disgusting. You're more disgusted by cotton balls than a porta potty.
Way, way more. It's just a personal thing. Jason and I share the phobia.
Yeah, we do.
It's just something that triggers us.
Anyway, big deal. That guy should have been eliminated.
Huge deal. Should definitely have been eliminated.
Nice job, Oklahoma State Fair. Good
no
job.
No chance he should have won that car. All right, when we come back, a big media member, pretty high-profile guy, giving props to the Washington Commanders. We'll tell you who it is next.